الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تقوموا باليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما. صدق الله العظيم. Here we see the great beauty, the ajaz, the miracle of the Quran Sharif, how its subject matter comes one after the other. If we remember, we are doing Surah Nisa, the fourth surah of the Quran Sharif, which starts with Ya Yuhannasu Taku Rabbaku, the ayat that is normally read at the time of Nikah. And in there, Allah emphasizes taqwa. And on that subject, as far as our relationship with our families are concerned, taqwa is stressed very greatly. A person can only have a successful family life, married life, if he has the fear of Allah and fulfills the rights of his wives according to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then followed very many different issues of deen, amongst them very particularly the rights of women, which was very great. And today, unfortunately, when our minds are colonized by the enemies of Islam, by the Western people, we think that Islam doesn't give a fair share to women, and that Islam discriminates against women as far as inheritance is concerned, as far as giving of evidence is concerned, etc. But Allah, and at that time, we should think more worse than the situation which is present, was that it was ingrained in the Arabs. So much so that they accepted Islam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but they also still found it difficult to accept the equality between man and woman which Allah ta'ala had placed. So before Islam, the custom of inheritance, of sharing the wealth of a person who has passed away, was given only to the male, the grown-up males, only to those people who could take part in warfare. Warfare, fighting was very common amongst them. And the women do not go out in jihad, children don't go out in jihad. So there was absolutely no share for the man, for the woman, or for the children. Islam was that religion in that time that came and emancipated women from all their slavery and all their inferiority which was brought down upon them, and gave them a fair share in inheritance also. And for children also, there was a fair share in the inheritance. For example, little children, and the father passes away, Allah Ta'ala kept a very fair share for the children also, and very fair share for the woman also. And Allah emphasized there that Allah knows exactly how the inheritance must be shared, and how everyone must get a fair share. That was accepted by the Sahaba. But they were still, amongst the Sahaba, there were those that were thinking this is a temporary command, and afterwards it will revert again, that women and children don't get a share. So they were waiting for that, and after a long time, when they saw that did not happen, no other command of Allah came to cancel, to abrogate the right of the woman and the right of the children. Then they asked Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it. And after discussing so many different wonderful deen concepts of Islam and of our deen, Allah reverts again to that original subject of the right of the woman. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَىٰ اور تُجھے رُخْصَتْ مَانْتِ ہے عورتوں کی نکاح کے. And they ask you about the question about the woman, whether they will get a share or they must not get a share, children must not get a share, etc., that they will ask you about this. When they ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah revealed these ayat. And Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayah that my original commands which are that of the shares for a woman which are fixed, the share for the wife, the daughter, the share for the children, all that will remain intact. All those commands are in their place and you have to fulfill and live your life according to that. From here we learn a lesson that in our modern times, as we call them, and these will be also regarded as old-fashioned and ancient times 100 years from now or so. But anyway, we think we are now living in a modern world. So Allah Ta'ala has given His command, and it is for us to take this lesson from this ayah, that even in these conditions, when unfortunately the kuffar, the Western people are ruling the world, we must still conform to Islam and to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. We must not slip, we must not give in to any other demand, our own nafs desires, or what the public wants, what the people want, and world, to follow a way of life of the kuffar. In any aspect, we must cut that out completely, boycott it completely, the way of the kuffar, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's command still remains. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنَّ. اور وہ جو تم کو سنایا جاتا ہے قرآن میں, تو حکم ہے ان یتیم عورتوں کا جن کا تم نہیں دیتے ہو جو ان کے لیے مقرر کیا ہے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ says, and that which has been recited to you. From here we learn the Quran Sharif is a kitab to be recited. But unfortunately many of us forget reciting, reading the Quran. We don't even touch the Quran Sharif. Whether we read it from our memory and in our namaz, or whether we look in the Quran and read, but tilawat of Quran is a very important and very basic necessity for a Muslim. So Allah says that which you read in the kitab with regard to the orphans of the woman, whom you do not give them their share which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for them. Another evil practice that was in the times before Islam, the pagan Arabs, if somebody in the family, like a brother, has passed away, now their children, this person who is now in charge of it, who is one of the trustees, so to say, of the estate, is an executor. So if that little girl is a pretty girl of that estate which he is in charge of, then he marries her but does not give her a full share as far as mehr, dowry, is concerned, because she is under his control and she hasn't got a say, so he deprives her of her dowry and gives her a very small amount. And if she is not pretty, then he doesn't marry her and does not allow her to marry anyone else, because then what her share of inheritance is, she will go away to the other person and he will spend on her. And they did not want that. They wanted that money to stay with them. It must not go to somebody else. So these evil practices that were on them, it is only Islam that had finished all those practices and given woman a very great and honorable position to this level and height that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. That is, if you want Jannat, make her happy. Keep her in such a way, don't abuse her, don't backchat at her, don't disobey her. Make her happy and you will get your Jannat on that. So anyway, so Islam, that also Allah says, my laws are still in order. Even the orphan children, the girl, whether she's pretty or not, in all cases what my commands are, those remain. وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنَّ, اور چاہتے ہو کہ ان کو نکاح میں لے آؤ. and you desire to bring them in your nikah, and it is because they are pretty also, and because the mehr you don't have to, you don't give full for that reason. So don't follow your nafs and your desires, but follow the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ اور حکم ہے نَا دَوَامْ لَرْكُوْ کَا. And the same, my orders still remain and stand for small little children who are still minors, who cannot claim their share. For them also, Allah Ta'ala has said, fix a share for them also. And that share and my command of origin will remain. I haven't changed it. It's not cancelled. It's not abrogated. Follow my command and don't follow what you were following in your days of ignorance, in the days of paganism, etc. One taqumu lil yatama bil qist. اور یہ کہ قائم رہو یتیموں کے حق میں انصاف پر. And especially with regard to the yatim and those family people who have passed away young and they have left orphan children, so consider their rights properly. Don't destroy their rights. Unfortunately, till today, people who are in charge of the estate of orphans, they don't give that money to the orphans. It's absolutely necessary that what the laws of Islam are, and for us to know the details is difficult, but when somebody passes away, ask any Darul Ifta and they will give us the fatwa that what is the share, what is each and everyone's share, and how the estate must be administered and divided. All that will be told to us, we should do according to that. And not what our own nafs, we want to keep the money for ourselves. We rob these orphan children and don't give them their share, etc. All that is pagan habit and ways. We must follow the way of Islam and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا. اور جو کرو گے بھلائی سو بھلائی سو وہ اللہ کو معلوم ہے. And whatever you will do of justice and fulfilling the commands of Allah and what Allah wants of you, Allah knows it very well and is going to reward you accordingly. And that reward will be that in Jannah all the pleasures of Jannah will be granted to that person. The wonderful palaces and the wonderful houses, the wonderful food and fruit, the beautiful Hurul Ain of Jannah, the gardens of Jannah, the great enjoyments of Jannah, Allah will bless you with that. Here in this world, for this little while, fulfill the commands of Allah, and in Akhirat, even in this world, reap the great benefit, and moreover in the Akhirat forever, where there will be no disease, no illness, no accident, and only enjoyment. Take work for that and keep the commands of Allah in the mind so that we can prepare for that life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.